This is Scott Berguin of KSOW-LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We are going now to Haiti and Port-au-Prince to talk to Patrick Ailly, who's a longtime militant for democracy in Haiti. Good evening, Patrick.
Good evening, Scott.
Well, let's start right away. Obviously, the elections just happened. There's a lot of controversy around it from what I'm seeing from this distance anyway. What is the current status? Have they declared a winner, or have they declared, who got how many votes at this point?
No, still they have not. And yet, it is so clear. What's happening in Haiti is that the majority is being denied, and the majority has spoken very clearly. They've spoken through their ballots, and now they're speaking with their feet, taking to the streets, and that's democracy.
Right. Apparently, unfortunately, I believe it was yesterday, in one of the demonstrations, at least one pro-Préval voter, Haitian, was killed by UN so-called peacekeeping forces. Is that correct?
It appears to be so, and this is, something to be deplored. And yet, given that, in Port-au-Prince only, at least a quarter of a million people took to the streets. I don't want to, because I saw this young kid of 20 dead, and of course this is to be deplored, but yet we have to keep in mind that 250,000 people at the very least took to the streets. So it was mostly peaceful.
Right, right.
Peaceful, but with a lot of determination.
Right. Well, it's certain, at least from my perspective, that the Haitians have plenty to be angry about, and have in the past. Aside from the image that the regular media in my country, the United States, wants to portray the Haitians as, things have been almost entirely nonviolent from the side of the Haitian people. Is that correct? Is that how you see it?
Oh yes, definitely. And people have said that the day of February 7th, when people went to the ballot, was a great day. For me, yesterday was a great day also. When people take to the street now to demand that their vote be respected, and they did so in such a disciplined and peaceful manner. I was very, very proud to be a Haitian yesterday also.
Well, that's great. It appears that the exit polls showed that Préval was winning close to, well over 60% of the vote, and then suddenly the announcement was that he was just under 50%. I don't know if you're familiar with what happened in Iraq in one of their first elections, but the same thing happened there, and one has to wonder if something strange is happening with the vote counting. We have some experience with stolen elections in the United States, unfortunately. something that you may never be able to verify, unfortunately, but is that the sense, the feeling of most of the people? That's obviously why they're in the streets, isn't it?
Yes, but what you can do in the States, you cannot do in Haiti. Because, you see, in Haiti, people know how they vote. And when they vote, it's a truly citizen's act. It's not taken for granted. It's a conquest. So people don't play lightly with that.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
So I don't think that the Haitian people are going to be conquered. Not that easily. And they've shown it yesterday. You should have seen these crowds. Unfortunately, the world has turned away from Haiti the minute the election didn't turn into that, bloodbath.
But right.
You should have seen these people yesterday. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them in a mood that was both peaceful but yet so strong. Really, it's something to behold.
Yeah. So what do you feel is next? What does it seem like is, what is the recourse for the Haitian people at this point? Is it a wait and see, or are folks going to be out in the streets again tomorrow and until this thing is resolved to their liking?
I think that the Haitian people will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they don't have to pay too high a price for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that their determination is as strong as it was back 200 years ago when they were sounding the demise of slavery,
mm-hmm,
and of colonialism. It is as strong.
What is your sense, Patrick, as to why, I mean, we can go back historically, but why does the United States, Canada, France, the international community seem to be so determined to keep Haiti in a kind of like a neo-colonial state and not allow democracy to fully flower, at least up to the present, with Aristide being removed twice and now these elections being held under occupation? What is it that what is it that interests the so-called first world about Haiti, do you think?
It is a very interesting question. I think that the powers that be, for failure of another term, they are hell-bent on, you know, making Haiti pay for what it showed the world and what it is trying to show the world. But we're talking about governments. But they are able to do that because, unfortunately, they also have been able to keep the Haitian people isolated from the people in the United States, the people in Canada, and the people in France, so that they are being kept ignorant about what is truly happening in Haiti. And that's the barrier of lie we have to break through, so that our governments don't lie to us about national policies, and they don't lie to us about international policy.
So that leads me to another question in terms of the resources that perhaps are in Haiti, and I admit to ignorance on this. Is there? Do you think they see Haiti as a possibility for cheap labor? Are there any natural resources that Haiti has that corporations would be interested in, or is it just the fear of the, as you call them, the powers that be, of popular democracy?
I think that, but that's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a few natural resources in Haiti, but I think that the interest of Haiti is more at a symbolic level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Haiti is a bit like Cuba. It has a lot of symbolic power.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
right.
Haiti is a kind of beacon. You know, I'm not saying it in a chauvinistic way, but if we can make it, then all people can make it, including the masses in the countries that are supposedly, you know, developed, like the U.S., Canada, and France. We are a bad example, and if we are allowed to flourish, if we are allowed to, you know, have our own course, then the big lies are going to crumble. And I think, really, but that's my opinion. You know, we're not about gold, we're not about oil,
mm-hmm,
but we are about an incredibly powerful symbol.
Well, certainly it would seem to me that Cuba would be a natural ally of the Haitian people if it were allowed, and of course that threatens the powers that be in my country, the United States, for some reason. They've got, you know, it's another one of those things that unfortunately one comes down to the concept of racism. It just has to wonder if it's just racist to see black people, people of African heritage, actually taking control of their lives and stepping up and, as I said, forming, being involved in a very vigorous popular democracy is threatening on some almost primal level for some of these people.
You've put your finger on it, you know. And you see, racism is only a concept that has been agitated by the people who want to dominate the world. Mm-hmm. But they know there are no races. And because there are no races, what Haitians do has an impact on their own people. What mm-hmm. Cubans do has an impact on their own people. So they want to erect these stupid barriers, you know,
right,
so that we don't share in the commonality of humanity, so that whatever we win in Haiti does not translate into your own conquest in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
for poor people, for everybody to be considered as equal and have equal opportunity. We are being used as scapegoats and being painted this color or that color. But I think one thing that the Haitian Revolution demonstrated was that there was something called humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And that freedom was for everybody, with no, absolutely no race barrier, nothing of that sort.
Well, that's very well said, Patrick, and I think that the Haitian people are natural allies of certainly the people in the United States, Canada, Venezuela, Cuba, that are struggling for establishing their own form of popular democracy in their own home countries. So I appreciate your perspective on that. And I think people will find it encouraging, and hopefully we'll keep an eye on what is happening. And can you say something about, and we just have a little bit of time left here, unfortunately, but how you see the people in the United States, again, since that's where I'm from, how we can help the Haitian people at this point?
You know, we will help through programs like your own. We have to build a kind of people diplomacy. We have to build the links from people to people and cut through the lies of the corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll find out that we are in a common struggle. For me, it is the most important thing. And one thing that this crisis has brought is this opportunity to kind of establish these links that go around the corporate lies, the corporate press, so that we do find out that we are part of a common humanity and that it is all the same struggle.
Well, I appreciate that, and like I said, unfortunately, we have to end it here, and I will do my best to get this out and continue informing folks about what is happening in Haiti, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again, Patrick.
Thank you very much, Scott, for the opportunity.
You're welcome, and the best of luck to you down there, and actually not luck. I know you're all making your own history.
Yes, we're making our own history, and I hope you do make it in your own country also.
Let's hope
so. It's still not a democracy, I'll tell you that.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick. Have a good evening.
All right, Scott.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.